Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach Kurt Heisler, talking Holton basketball. The Lady Wildcats are back even at 8-8 on the season and above 500 in the Big East League at 5-4, thanks to back-to-back pretty impressive wins, Coach. Man, winning by 20 against St. Mary's and then beating Hiawatha on the road by 27, a couple lopsided victories and against some pretty good teams. I mean, your club playing well. St. Mary's only had one league loss, I think, going into your home game last Friday. So what's the common denominator? I know I mentioned I felt like the defense had been a lot better these last couple games, but what are you seeing from your girls right now?
Well, I think our game and our performance against Silver Lake last Wednesday wasn't exactly what we wanted. And I think the team, everyone, coaches, players, everyone took accountability for how we played and wanted to show a better team on the court against St. Mary's. And I thought early in the game we kind of set the tempo with how we played defense, and we were able to get some things going on offense, especially in the third quarter, extend our lead out.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, the Silver Lake game, but I guess, you know, going back even further than that, you'd kind of hit a tough stretch. I mean, you'd end up losing five in a row, including that overtime game, but at Riley County, Royal Valley, Silver Lake. So obviously the girls, you know, took that to heart and came out against St. Mary's. I wanted to specifically ask you defensively about the Heim girl, held to a season low and held to like a third of her season averages. I'm sure there's other coaches that would love to hear your insight on this, but I thought overall the defense played well, but she was a focus. And man, you really had it locked down that game.
Well, she's a fantastic player. She's one of the best players in Northeast Kansas and all of the state in 3A. And, you know, our philosophy is you got to try to make it difficult for the other team's best player. And we gave them a pretty simple plan. We tried to do our best to make it difficult for her to touch it where she wanted. And when she did catch it, we tried to make it as difficult as possible and keep her off the boards. Give St. Mary's credit, the Hurler girl, she played really well and stepped up for them on the perimeter, hit five threes. But I think defensively we kind of took Heim out of the game a little bit early. She didn't touch it as much as she wanted to. And, you know, I think our girls really fed off the fact that we were executing the game plan and turned it into scoring points on the other end, which really helps.
Brooke Wilcott has scored a lot of points for you here the last couple of games. She kind of helps set the tone for your defense, I feel like, a lot of times at the top. But, you know, the other positive about these last couple of games is that, you know, the bench hasn't been deep all year. But, man, we've talked about the progress those girls have made. And I know against St. Mary's, Becca Lassie had eight. Lily Tinking had her first double-digit scoring game. And you had some other girls contribute against Hiawatha as well. So it seems like, especially these last couple of games, Coach, you're just getting more steady contributions from everybody, which you need when you're only playing seven or eight.
Yeah, that's for sure exactly what we were looking for. It's not a one-person team, and we need multiple players to give us different things in their role on the team. And what we talked about with our players is be excellent at what you do well and finding your role on the team to help us be successful. And I think every single girl on our team is finding their role and the ways that they can help us. And, you know, when you're more balanced on offense, it makes it more difficult for the defense to defend you on every area of the floor. And, for sure we need to continue that balance and, have our players produce the way they have been doing the last couple of ball games.
Man, Substate isn't too far away. You got a lot to play for, and just four games left in the regular season. First meeting against Jeff West at home on Friday, tomorrow night, and then last non-league game at Osage City before Sabeth and Royal Valley to wrap things up. But, you know, you got four seniors on the team right now. Do you feel like it's maybe a little sense of urgency that the team should and is starting to feel with just four games left and now trying to build off your recent momentum?
I think so. I think, you know, after our tournament midseason, we played some really good competition during that stretch of time. We lost five games in a row. Very proud of the team. They didn't let it shake their confidence. And for sure, we have some seniors that are communicating to the team with their play and at times with their words the urgency of each moment. And when you know that the sand is running through the hourglass and there's little left of it, you are going to put everything that you have out there on the court. And I feel like we're doing a good job of seeing that from our seniors. And I think everyone else is feeding off that as well. And we're just looking to continue to get better every day in practice and keep building off the momentum that we have.
Yeah, big home game against Jeff West Friday night, only meeting with the Tigers coming up. So best of luck in that game, Coach, and I look forward to chatting more next week.
Appreciate it, Justin. Go Cats.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton Girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball after this quick break.